有爱，让小孩子感受到他真的很爱我。
But if as the father, we can allow our children to feel our love.
啊，有时候我们要带领他，他就很愿意听。
Then, if out of love, it is easier to guide them.
我说在这里这样，保罗他说我可以吩咐你，但是我是凭着爱心来求你。
And Paul says here that I can command you, but yet I plead with you out of love.
我们看罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章的第一节。
Romans 12 verse 1. Verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
这个十二章开始就讲基督徒的生活要怎么改变。
Here from chapter 12 talked about changes in our Christian life.
他用一句话来说。
And it is said in this one phrase,
要把身体当作活祭来献给神。
To present our bodies as a living sacrifice to God.
就是我的一切都是为神。
That is all that we do is for God.
但是要怎么做呢？
And how do we do so?
就是以神的慈悲来劝你。
It is with the mercies of God.
那神的慈悲在哪里？
And where can we find the mercies of God?
神的慈悲就是在罗马书第五章。
And it is recorded in Romans 5.
就是一个义人替罪人死。
It is for the righteous to die for sinners.
为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做，为罪人死是没有的。
And it is difficult for a righteous to die for a sinner.
那这么大的爱，用这个基督的爱来劝你。
And such great love, it is by such love that I can appeal to you.
我们得到这么大的恩典。
We have received such a wonderful grace.
现在劝你为主耶稣来做一些事情。
And therefore I appeal to you to do something for God.
所以这是保罗对腓利门的一个期待，用爱心来劝他。
So this is how Paul pleaded with Philemon with love.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12. Verse 12, I am sending him back to you. You therefore receive him. That is my own heart. 13, whom I wish to keep with me, that on your behalf he might minister to me in my chains for the gospel. Verse 14, but without your consent, I want to do nothing, that your good deeds might not be by compulsion, that is, it were by voluntary.
能够把阿尼西姆留下来，对保罗来讲也有好处。一个人，他有一个人来服侍他。
And it is profitable for Paul to keep Onesimus because he has someone to minister to him.
那十四节，但是不知道他的主人腓利门的意思，所以我就不愿意这样行。
Verse 14, here's Paul says that without the master's consent, he would not want to do anything.
那叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是甘心的。
Your good deed is not out of compulsion, but voluntary.
所以我们不能说这一件事情对你好，所以我替你决定，你去做。
And we cannot say that this is beneficial to you, therefore I make the decision for you to go do it.
爱心不能勉强。
And love, it is should not be forced or be out of compulsion.
如果不是从心里去做，是被人要求、被人勉强的，这个爱也没有香味。
And if this type of love is out of compulsion, there is no fragrance.
那神所要的爱是我们自己从心里，你愿意爱那个人，为那个人牺牲，而不是被勉强。那这样就是有香气。
The type of love that God desires is so that we can do things willingly for someone, so that love carries fragrance.
所以我们在人际关系也是一样啊，不要为别人来做决定，要他做某种牺牲。
In our interpersonal relationship, it is the same that we should not make decisions for others to make certain sacrifices.
因为爱是出于每个人的心。
For love, it is out of our own free will.
好，我们看再看十五节。
Verse 15, for perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose that you might receive him forever.
这里在讲暂时跟永久。
He talked about a little while and forever.
就是他暂时离开你，或者叫你永远得着他。
He may depart from you for a little while, that you may receive him forever.
这个暂时离开你，就是他逃走了。
this temporary, this little while, that is when he went away.
那怎么叫他能够，叫你能够永远得着他？
And how can he receive him forever?
因为离开腓利门这一段期间啊，结果他遇到保罗得到救恩。
Because when he departed, from Philemon, he came and met Paul and received the gospel.
所以现在这个阿尼西姆跟腓利门已经不只是主人跟奴仆的关系，他已经变成在主里是兄弟姐妹。
So between Philemon and Onesimus, it is not just master and slave, but rather they are in the Lord together.
因此这个关系是永远的。
So this is an everlasting relationship.
有时候我们看到一些慕道朋友慕道很久都不信。
We see some true seekers for a while they will not be baptized.
但是有一个很短暂的时间他遇到困难。
But for a short time, he may encounter difficulties.
他这个遇到困难，困难本身好像是不好的。
And the difficulty itself, it is not good for him.
但是因为遇到困难，他没有路可以走，结果他就请大家帮他祷告，大家很迫切祷告，结果困难解决了。
But because of the hardship that he encountered, he asked members to help pray for him, and as a result, he was able to be relieved.
他就永远得到救恩了。
And he can receive the gospel.
所以这样看起来一个慕道者如果遇到困难，常常是信耶稣的机会。
And so when true seekers encounter problems, it is opportunity for them to believe.
我们要更迫切为他祷告，鼓励他，让他来靠近神，来领受神的恩典。
You pray for them so that they can draw near to God, so that they can be baptized.
因此，很多事情的发生背后都有神的意思在里面。
So we know that things happen for a reason. It is by the will of God.
好，我们再回来看腓利门书。
Let us continue to read verse 17. If then you count me as a partner, receive him as you would me. 18. But if he has wronged you or owes anything, put that on my account. 19. I, Paul, am writing with my own hand. I will repay, not to mention to you that you owe me even your own life, even your own self besides.
这里是保罗要把他跟腓利门跟奥尼西姆的关系重新建立起来。
Paul wanted to reestablish the relationship.
主耶稣是和平的君呐。
The Lord Jesus, He is the Prince of Peace.
这个八福里面也有一福叫做使人和睦的人有福了。
In the Beatitudes, there is the blessing of those who are the peacemakers.
他们会称为神的儿子。
They shall be called the sons of God.
所以，一个真正的基督徒应该走到哪里都是要成就和睦的。
A true Christian shall be one who is full of peace.
那这个保罗说你要收纳他。
Paul says that you shall receive him.
那如同收纳我接纳我一样。
Just as you receive me.
那他亏负你什么，欠你什么，我替他还。
And if he has, if he owe you anything, put it on my account.
因为一个人如果欠我们钱不还，你想说我要跟他和好很难。
If we owe people money, it is difficult for us to reconcile.
但是如果有一个人说我替他还，那你跟他和好，那我们就做得到。
But if someone is to pay this debt for us, then we can reconcile.
所以保罗为了要成就阿尼西姆跟腓利门的和好，他真的愿意牺牲了。
So to reestablish the relationship, Paul was willing to sacrifice himself.
这是真正的爱。
And so this is out of true love.
所以这个是我们的榜样。
And so this is our example.
但是保罗也很有智慧。
So Paul also was very wise.
不错，他欠你什么，我代他还。
It is true that he will repay.
但最后他说什么？
But he also said this.
其实你也欠我很多。
He says that not to mention that you also owe me.
为什么腓利门会欠保罗？
Why would Philemon owe Paul?
因为保罗传福音给他。
Because Paul preached the gospel to him.
传福音给他，你就是欠他的债啊。
And as a result, he owed Paul.
保罗坐船这么久，又被棍子打，然后又受盗贼的危险，为着就传福音给你，那你现在接受福音，你欠他的债。
And Paul worked so hard, take the boat, and was beaten, and for the sake of preaching the gospel to him, and so that is why he owed the debt of the gospel.
他一毛钱都没有向你要啊。
He did not ask you for anything.
但是你得到福音是白白得来的。
We received the gospel freely.
但其实你是欠保罗的债啊。
But yet he owed Paul the debt of the gospel.
那你现在不要还，你就是接纳他就可以。
And now you don't have to pay, simply receive him.
哦，这个就是保罗要成就这两个人的和平。
So Paul was trying to achieve the peace between these two parties.
哦，所以阿尼西姆啊，借着保罗的工作，最后就跟腓利门复合。
Onesimus later was able to reconcile with Philemon because of Paul.
这是神的荣耀。
This it is for God's glory.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
480首。
Sing him 480. Be seated, please.
我们最后一起来祷告。
We shall now kneel down and pray together.
我们特别为将要到的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let's pray especially for our upcoming spiritual convocation.
求主带领祝福。
May the Lord guide us and bless us.
让灵恩会能够造就众信徒的灵性。
So the convocation can edify our spirituality.
让布道会有更多人来认识救恩。
So that even more people can come to receive the gospel.
我们现在一起来祷告。
So kneel down and pray.